Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the coin monks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. The Yellen White House feud delays the implementation of a crypto strategy. Financial Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on crypto, RBI and government in sync. OpenSea smart contract upgrade to delist inactive NFTs on Ethereum. As per 20th February 2022, with around 300% surge, Meta Dogic Colony token tops the meme coin list. So let's start up with our refresh feed. Firstly, according to people familiar with the matter, President Joe Biden's cryptocurrency policy has been delayed due to a disagreement between White House officials and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen over the scope of a future executive order that might include a digital currency. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked for now. The order, which was supposed to outline a government-wide policy for digital assets, was supposed to be signed at the start of the year. Still, according to the sources, a fight between Yellen's staff and National Economic Council officials stalled its completion, who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Senior administration officials have now created a draft version for Biden's review. However, further action may be postponed due to the Ukraine issue. According to two people, Yellen believes the executive order is unnecessary, particularly any reference of a central bank issued digital currency. The Treasury Secretary and her colleagues argue that the Federal Reserve, which issued a report last month, is still working on the issue and should be given more time to develop its ideas. According to Treasury spokesman John Rizzo, the allegation is inaccurate, who did not address Yellen's cooperation with the White House in writing the order. The Treasury continues to work closely with our partners throughout the administration and in the White House, he said. A White House spokesperson also said that the administration is united in its work in digital asset policy. So moving ahead with our next coverage, well, India and crypto are two tags which have been used a lot lately together. The financial minister is back with some remarks. Let's have a look. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das reassured that the government and RBI are on board and will further discuss cryptocurrency internally. She and Das got candid at a press conference Monday just after the annual post-budget meeting, where she addressed the Central Board of Directors and resolved to work in complete harmony on the issue of digital currency. Elaborating on their plan of cryptocurrency, FM Sitharaman said, "With RBI and ministry not just on crypto but on every other thing as well, I think there's complete harmony with which we're working, respecting each other's domain, also knowing what we've to do with each other's priorities and in the interest of nation. So there's no turfing here." Another highlight of the conference was the up-and-coming initial public offering of LIC. They expressed hope on government's decision to sell its 5% equity, the LIC. So moving ahead with our next segment, apparently OpenSea, one of the most prominent NFT exchanges, has updated its smart contract as part of a proactive effort to filter out inactive listings on the site. Let's have a look at what exactly happened. All OpenSea users will be required to convert their NFT listings, which are now housed on the Ethereum blockchain, to the new smart contract as part of the scheduled update. According to the OpenSea release, NFT listings created before to February 18 will automatically expire 1 week later on February 25 at 2 p.m. ET. With this new upgrade, existing inactive Ethereum listings will securely expire, allowing to add more further safety features in the future. After a successful migration, the NFT listing will display the original posting date. Users will be able to relist the delisted NFTs through the new smart contract after the deadline has passed. OpenSea will not collect gas costs for NFT migration during this phase, but will invalidate the prior Ethereum-based smart contract, essentially ending the old offers. Previous offers on products will expire during this migration time, and offers placed on the old smart contract will become void. The NFT listing migration is a two-step process. The user must first go to OpenSea and select the Migrate Listings option. The user must then click the confirm button located next to each listing to proceed to the next stage. Users will receive information of the migration and will be able to access the listing with a new expiration date. So let's have a look at our mandatory segment for today. So our top meme coin for today is again Meta Dogic Colony, and it surged around 300%. Let's have a look at some stats. Today's Meta Dogecoloni price is $0.000002 USD with $220,678 USD in 24-hour trading volume. Our Dogecoin to USD price is updated according to 6 p.m. IST. Meta Dogecoloni has increased by 299.98% in the previous 24 hours. With a live market cap of not available, the current coin market cap ranking is 3715. There is no circulating supply and a maximum quantity of 1,000 billion Dogecoin coins. In its most basic form, Meta Dogecoloni is a Dogecoin play-to-win token. At the present, you may play the game, which contains 1 to 30 levels and was published as a demo by the developers, by going to the website. The journey of the protagonist begins in a forest. If you're looking for a place to purchase Meta Dogecoloni, the best cryptocurrency exchanges for Meta Dogecoloni stock right now are Phoenixbox and DexTrade. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.